Music, its role, qualities, and influence. Chapter 4. Undesirable qualities. Shrieking sacred words of hymns of praise. Music forms a part of God's worship in the courts above. We should endeavor in our songs of praise to approach as nearly as possible to the harmony of the heavenly choirs. I have often been pained to hear untrained voices, pitched to the highest key, literally shrieking the sacred words of some hymn of praise. How inappropriate those sharp, rasping voices for the solemn, joyous worship of God! I long to stop my ears, or flee from the place, and I rejoice when the painful exercise is ended. Those who make singing a part of divine worship should select hymns with music appropriate to the occasion, not funeral notes, but cheerful, yet solemn melodies. The voice can and should be modulated, softened, and subdued. No jargon or discord. I saw that all should sing with the spirit and with the understanding also. God is not pleased with jargon and discord. Right is always more pleasing to him than wrong. And the nearer the people of God can approach to correct, harmonious singing, the more is he glorified, the church benefited, and unbelievers favorably affected. Sing with the spirit and understanding. Do not hire worldly musicians if this can possibly be avoided. Gather together singers who will sing with the spirit and with the understanding also. The extra display which you sometimes make entails unnecessary expense, which the brethren should not be asked to meet. And you will find that after a time unbelievers will not be willing to give money to meet these expenses.